Texte numéro 87. Ukraine feminists campaign against sex tourism. At first, protests by Ukrainian feminist group Femin were ignored by the media. But 2 years ago, the women started taking off their shirts. In recent months, their tactic has spread to France, Canada and Brazil. Back home, a Femin founder rebuts critics who say Femin protesters attract media attention for the wrong reasons. When we mixed nakedness, intelligence and our ideas, we saw that it was working, she says. People saw this contradiction. They are not ready to listen to women and to see aggressive women, naked, aggressive women. Coming from Eastern Europe, Ukraine's Femin and Russia's Pussy Riot Band represent a new kind of feminist protest, theatrical and radical. Activists train regularly for protests. Behind the training is anger that Eastern European women are 30 years behind Western European women in salaries and in job discrimination by employers. They say, "You'll get married in a few months, you'll be pregnant, so I don't want to have you in my office." Or, "They say that you have to sleep with me, and we can do nothing," says an activist. In June 2012, Femin protested Ukraine's co-hosting of the European Football Championships. They argued some fans would also visit Ukrainian brothels and strip clubs. The sex industry thrives in Ukraine, a country where women score high in beauty and low in income. A veteran Femin activist says it is really easy to become a prostitute in Ukraine. "I have a lot of invitations from a lot of brothels, from different strip clubs." She goes a step further, attacking internet international dating sites, sometimes called mail order bride sites. "There are many websites that advertise Ukrainian women because Ukraine girls are beautiful. But unfortunately, many are undereducated and want to become the wife of a rich man, their knight on a white horse," she says. "But it is only like exporting human flesh, and it's illegal. We are trying to explain to these girls that it is not a real way to a good life." This veteran Femin activist, who is 24 years old, has to juggle her feminism with the traditional expectations of her mother and grandmother. "They imagined for me another life," she says. "They wanted to see me as a wife and a mother. And each single day when my mum calls me, she says, 'When I have my grandchildren, did you find a man?' And I do not know what to answer her." But she believes she can have it all. A few weeks ago, she helped to open Femin's new office in Paris. She says she met several interesting Frenchmen, men she calls male feminists. Adapted from Voice of America, November 2012.